A Syracuse hospital is waiting on tests to determine whether it, in fact, has the bacteria that causes Legionnaires' disease in its water system. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, St. Joseph's Hospital Health Center should know in about a week whether three cases of the disease could have been acquired at the hospital or somewhere else.
After two cases of Legionnaires' disease turned up at St. Joe's this month, the hospital conducted several additional tests to determine if the Legionella bacteria that causes this form of pneumonia is present in its water system. All were negative. After a third case turned up at St. Joe's, Sandra Sulik, Vice President of Medical Affairs, says the State Health Department administered a preliminary test and that turned out to be positive. Sulik expects to get a more definitive answer, though, in about a week when a culture-based test will be ready to look at.
Positive tests could be from dead bacteria or live bacteria or active bacteria. We have to wait for that culture to know for sure, is it true active bacteria or was it a false positive from dead bacteria that happened to be there?
In the meantime, the hospital has lifted a water restriction in certain areas that it imposed last week, and it's installing new filters in all patient care areas that can filter out possible contaminants, including the Legionella bacteria. It's also providing water and coffee to visitors and employees. As for the future, Sulik says, if the culture comes back positive, there are further steps St. Joe's can take to make their water system safer. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.